if he is on the scene, and I believe he is, I imagine Constant must feel 20 things. Here are some emotions I think he and others in the white mob feel. Fear, pride, duty to power, jealousy, anger, masculine insecurity, anxiety, ambition. Maybe the gangs who do the killing feel the thing we call sadism, though the word for it does not yet exist. At bottom, under all these feelings, lies a foundation on which the 20 emotions of the hour are piled, and that is the sense of a tribe in its power acting as one. Constant Lecorne is one of my people. He is one of my family. How can I respond to the discovery of what he seemingly did? In several ways. I do not feel responsible for the crimes he seems to commit. I mean, legally responsible, for the reason that the living cannot control the acts of the dead. In the frame of the law, I do not feel culpable for the Mechanics Institute massacre. However, as a matter of conscience, I feel implicated. I feel associated with this cruel and merciless festival of violence. I feel a part of it because he acts on behalf of his family, our family, if you like. I have a feeling of wretchedness and shame. The family I share with Constant is remote. He is a great-great-grandfather of mine. Everyone has 16 great-great-grandparents, and Constant, to me, is one of those 16. Oral tradition, customs, and stories are the drivers of family identity. I have a few stories from Constant's granddaughter, my Aunt Maud. A few smooth stories are not the same as membership in a continuous family life. But disavowal like this is a stage of grief. To disavow is to know something is true and terrible, and yet to desire that it not be true and act as though it is false. To disavow is to push away a horror. Constant is one of 16 great-great-grandparents. The thought has a distancing effect. The reality is that Constant, my grandmother's grandfather, is a murderous actor on behalf of his family, on behalf of us, and it is a vile taste in the mouth. I must own it in some way. He was a fighter for our gain, for my benefit. To say anything else is to prevaricate. It is not a distortion to say that Constant's rampage 150 years ago helps, in some impossible-to-measure way, to clear space for the authority and comfort of whites living now, not just for me and for his 50 or 60 descendants, but for whites in general. I feel shame about it. That is not a distortion either. I am an heir to Constant's acts of terror. I do not deny it. And the bitter truth makes me sick at the stomach. Whites are my people, my tribe. They were Constant's people, his tribe. In that way, he belongs to us and to hundreds of millions. I know the honest way to regard race violence is this. American history is full of it. It is pandemic. The United States was founded upon racial violence. It is within the core of our national identity. Here is a way not to see these events. The marauders like Constant are immoral, abject, and bad people. They are not like us. They belong to someone else. It is truer to say this. The marauders are our people, and they fight for us.